bothering me, this whole thing narrative of free speech and censorship, just seeing it play out in the landscape of our modern day here in the United States, as far as how people are being condemned and penalized in extreme measures for things that they say. I'm all about people being held accountable for what they say. Like, I don't have any regrets about what I've said, okay? Like, if you want more elaborate description, then I will be more than glad to give it to you. But I don't have any regrets. But that's the beautiful thing about this world that we live in called the United States. That's why I don't like calling myself Puerto Rican or mixed or black. You know, I'm an American at the end of the day. I was born here, raised here, and I live here, USA. So I value the principles of free speech very highly. And especially by me doing this lets you know that how much I value that, how important it's been in my life, and I'm sure for many others. And I understand the other side of it, where we have to hold people accountable when they're saying really crazy things. Like Kanye West is saying crazy things about George Floyd. The death not being attributed to the excessive police force. It was, in his claims, based on a documentary that his buddy Candace Owens is putting out. It's based on fentanyl. It's based on other factors that we don't agree with, based on the visual evidence that we saw, aka the video. I mean, that's how I feel. So, needless to say, before this recent episode came out with these comments, there was this, through social media outlets, this narrative of canceling Kanye. Don't let him on the show. Don't let him do things. And there were a couple instances, at least one that I know of, where after the episode, he said some things that the producers and the creators of the show decided not to have air. I get it. I understand that side. But then what I want to just push back on is what this is creating is a narrative that, think about it. If we're saying to somebody that what they believe cannot be heard, it reminds me of the scientists and founders back in the earlier times. If you go back to science in particular, I want to say it was some guy, not Galileo, man, but it was Socrates, a guy, it was somebody like that, where they came up with the concept through their studies of saying, hey, the world is round, it's not flat, or the sun is the center of the universe, the earth is not the center of the universe. These were things that were pushed back up on. People died because of these opinions that were being said. And I think it, in a way, it feels like we're not regressing back to that level where we're having to kill somebody, but we're not allowing them to speak. And this is where I think that the political shifts are happening right now. If you do your research, back in the 40s and 50s, I want to say when Roosevelt, one of the Roosevelts was in office, the values of the Democratic Party switched over to the Republican and vice versa. When I always hear Republicans say, well, we're the ones that, liberated the slaves and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, you did. But at that time, the Republican values were more aligned with the Democratic values. So, and then they made a flip. But now I think you're having some changes happening within those alignments of political parties. Because right now, it seems to me like the Republican Party is welcoming free speech. It's not banning anybody from having an opinion. They're being questioned on that. And what's happening with the Democratic or the people that are woke is that you say something crazy, you gotta apologize, and then you're banned for a year because of what you said. And I guess I remember this being the equivalent of a rap music growing up. I remember rap music growing up. You had a lot of people that were pushing back against it. The Republicans at that time. And it was something that people hated. NWA, so on and so forth. And we eventually came to the point where we're at now. It's like you cannot just mute someone's point of view because you don't agree with it or you think it's too extreme. People feel like music makes you do certain things. I don't feel that way. I feel music accentuates whatever it is you're feeling. So if I'm feeling sad, I'm going to listen to R&B. If I'm happy, I'm going to listen to some happy with Pharrell, right? Something like the music is going to reflect my mood. The music is not going to make me do one thing or another. And it should be subjective to the opinion of the listener. That's it. Just like these comments that he's having. Why can't we, the people that are in cancel culture, just say, I fucking disagree. Let's just not buy his products. Let's not just go do these things because we fundamentally don't agree with him. Any music he comes out, I'm not supporting him because he said George Floyd was killed by fentanyl. That's what we should be supporting. We should not be supporting, nope, don't let Kanye West go anywhere and talk crazy because you're giving him a platform to talk. Stupid. Let him talk. Let him say what he has to say. I'm smart enough, or I think I'm aware enough, let me just put that, to know that a lot of things that he say is not the gospel. Everything that he says, I don't believe. I could take it just like with Trump, just like with Biden, just like with anybody that's in a position of exposure to the masses. I don't give a fuck. I'll make my own decision on that. And I wish that people, and I feel that the woke culture is one that says you don't have the capacity to dissect and understand and differentiate your opinion versus his. Somehow him speaking is like a spell that he's putting on me that is somehow going to change my point of view on those events. It's crazy. That's how, this is where the feeble mind, this is where we have to really make a stance on certain things. I know for me, if you want to believe what you want to believe politically or conservatively, whatever, you know, whatever spectrum you have, I'm all for it. You're allowed to believe that. You know, the only exception I always say is when you're in a position of power, like, for example, if Ye has Jewish people in there, you know, I probably wouldn't want to work for Kanye West if I knew how he felt about the Jews. Being a Jew, I wouldn't go work for him. I don't care how much money you're throwing at me, all right? So that's just like with Trump. It's like if you know how Trump is, feels a certain way about certain things and you don't agree with it, why, you know, I could just go. I have so many thoughts on this because I run into people that are, this is the extreme that we've gotten to this age where if you're dating and then you say, I'm pro-Trump or pro-Biden, who gives a fuck? If you're a good person, your political views, they're your political, but there's people out there that won't date if you voted for Trump, if you voted for Biden. It's gotten to an extreme level of divisiveness, like how we can't coexist because we have difference of opinions. Think about that. How crazy is that to think that we get into a time in our society where if you don't agree with this point of view, oh my God, you're not my friend anymore. I can't talk to you. We're no longer on good terms because something about that infuriates you. I'm not saying that a opposing view doesn't get you mad if you have a personal stake in it, right? Like, I understand that, but this whole concept of people being canceled, whether it's Kanye, whether it's Andrew Tate, heck, even Alex Jones said some crazy shit about Sandy Hook. And that was a horrible incident. I would have never said anything like that. I don't support that. But he's allowed to say what he feels. If he feels that was a crazy witch hunt, that it was a lie, let's just say, dude, you're fucking crazy. why would these parents be out here crying and dealing with this horrible circumstance? You know, that's not being sympathetic to such a horrific event. But he's allowed to say that. And now he's paying for it because he's getting sued. And I believe in that avenue. I believe if, like, for example, if George Floyd's family feels that crazy about it, like what Kanye has been saying, go ahead and sue him. Go ahead and sue him and see what the courts will award you. And I feel people, we can have an opinion about his view. We could say, that's fucking bullshit. But how can you control someone? Like, you know, when I hear media personalities talking to other media personalities that allow that platform or that stage to occur, I'm saying to myself, you've had people on your show. So, like, for example, if Oprah is judging Tucker Carlson for guests that he has on his show, we can go back and say, but Oprah, you've had other people with very controversial statements and comments. I'm sure I could dig through your catalog and I could see something that you fucking did that you allowed a guest that they had very contrasting views. Like, I remember Donahue back in the day. That motherfucker used to have KKKs, extreme black people, like extreme feminism. Like, he would have, and we would just have conversations. And he would just give the mic to people and they'll go off. And I think that's what it needs to be. Like, yeah, go ahead. If you're going to make that comment, then you got to stand on that fire and hear what people have to say as a rebuttal. I remember that one time Kanye was at TMZ and he was talking about slavery was an option. And another guy that was black just laid it on Kanye. Like, he was like, Kanye, like, how this was, and you can say that. And I love that. I love that we can have that contrasting or that rebuttal of someone's opinion. But to cancel the person altogether, to just say, no, we're not going to allow you to have a YouTube channel. We're not going to allow it because it's like, well, he's making money off of that. We're not going to let him make money. But it's free speech. Go after his pockets in different ways. Like, you should not ban the guy, any person, for saying, like, a racist right now could come on and say some crazy shit. I'd be like, okay. I mean, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with anything he's saying. And he must have been hurt. You know, his daughter must have dated a black guy, or, you know, his wife left him to fuck black guys, or his mom was fucking, I don't know, something. Trauma must have happened down the line for him to feel, him or her that's racist, to feel the way they do. Had to be something, okay? Good for them, whatever works for them. But you don't, I don't want to block that. I don't feel we need to block that because we, you know, it gets me so frustrated. So when I see all these things about Kanye being canceling, and then the host that had Kanye on in the first place has to apologize for things he didn't say, but because he had him on the show, he's somehow condoning those words and what he's saying. I just don't think that's the way to go. I want you guys that are rational, you guys out there that have an opinion but can differentiate a contrasting view and it not be yours, or you have to feel like it's yours and you have to follow. There's going to be people that feel like Kanye, whether you like it or not. You're not going to suppress that point of view. I'm never going to be able to suppress racism. No matter how much we block it out, there's always going to be people that are bigoted and are going to feel that way. Cool. And it goes both ways because there's black people that are racist too. Okay, there's no such thing as being racist because we're not in a position of power, right? Black people in general. But there's people that prioritize their kind over other kinds. Even though we're all the same kind, we just have different colors, different complexions because of the regions of the world we lived in. That's what happens with biology. That's what happens in our world. Our bodies, you know, if we needed to fly in four generations from now, I'm sure we'll be having wings and shit. But people, I guess what frustrates me the most is that when we're trying to cancel people, when we're trying to eradicate their existence, is saying that the society in general doesn't have the ability to differentiate a statement versus, you know, something that's more logical. So going back to Kanye, it's like, no, you could say, okay, you think you really think that that George Floyd died? Fentanyl, that video you felt wasn't a big deal? Okay, I fucking disagree with you big time. But you're allowed to say that. I think you're stupid. For a guy that has so much money and so much success, that's a real stupid comment. But hey, good luck. Hopefully the parents sue you or his family, because I wouldn't want that on my name. You know, I don't think George Floyd wanted to die a martyr. He was just trying to steal, and I'm not trying to condone what he did either. Or, you know, there was, he wasn't at the wrong place, wrong time. He was doing a crime. It was very small, and of course, law enforcement went into the extreme they did, and here we are now. But we just cannot, in any way, shape, or form, I want to anybody out there that's big on cancel culture, anybody out there that just believes that anytime someone that you don't agree with, that they have to be erased and not be given a platform to talk. If people are following that narrative, guess what? There's other people that agree or understand that point of view. And we have to allow for that to be out there, because suppressing it makes it worse. You're not going to suppress Kanye West. Like, you think Kanye West is going to go ahead and say, come around, you know what? I said what I said, and I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. And no, he's going to say what the fuck he has to say. Just like Trump is going to say what the fuck he has to say. Just like anybody that has a strong opinion is going to say what they're fucking going to say. But you can't eradicate them. You can't remove them. You woke people, don't fucking... You're creating a bad narrative. Or you keep creating, not a narrative, but a bad precedent that goes against the values of this country. I love this country. I hate the healthcare system, but other than that, I love this country. I do. And I just hate that people are not able to... Because it feels like Cuba. And I'll leave with this. I remember talking to people from other, just talk to people from other countries. Talk to somebody from Cuba. Talk to somebody from Asia. Talk to somebody where the country is more restrictive in what you can say. They'll tell you. I mean, if that's the road that you're trying to go to, then I'm going to jump off that train. Because there's a reason why USA is what it is. Because we are always in the forefront of speech, pursuit of happiness without any barriers. There's rules. Now, if you want to play by those rules, cool. But if you don't, that's fine too. But there's a level of freedom that you have here with saying things and doing things that you don't have in other countries. If I was born in Cuba, I'd be working on the street selling avocados. If I was in China, you know, I'd be one of those guys using those carts to carry people with the two sticks and the wheels. Like, I'd be running around China, one of those. And I couldn't work myself to be any higher. And that's the disappointing part about hearing the woke crowd and seeing that movement. And what I see is a shift in the political views before my very eyes. So we'll see how this all goes. Goodness, guys.